the Olympic Games on Off the Ball.
I was confident she was going to get a medal. She's a McSherry. Mona McSherry.
I'm writing myself into the history books.
All the medal-winning reaction on Off the Ball. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, all roads lead to Croke Park for a huge Sunday of camogie and Micheál Donoghue has stepped down as Galway boss. All roads lead to Croke Park on Sunday for a massive day of camogie. Three All-Ireland finals are down for decision. Cork will be looking to make it back-to-back senior titles as they face Galway at 5:15. The Cork Intermediate side are also in action on Sunday as they face Kilkenny, while the opening game of the day in headquarters is the clash of Laois and Tipperary in the Premier Junior Final. Former Dublin boss Adrian O'Sullivan has been previewing the senior decider between Cork and Galway.
But like, you have a choice to make against Cork and you either take him on 3v3 at the back and back your three to back, and obviously he lost Vicky Dinn very early as well, or you play defenders back, but then you give him Laura Tracy as the free player and sure, she's going to launch attack after attack, and like, this no disrespect to other teams, against a lot of teams you could probably take that gamble. But like, Cork can shoot from distance. You saw in the semi-final there, Dublin had him in a bit of bother early doors and they sat bodies back, but once Cork hit their stride, then Fiona Keating, Laura Hayes, Saoirse McCarthy, they were just bombing down the middle and shooting from 50, 60 yards. So like, what do you do? It's like the 2021 hurling final when Cork went 15 on 15 against Limerick and Galahan Flanagan had a field day inside. It's like, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. So like, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Galway go about it, because you can't focus too much on the opposition either, because you have to go out and deliver a performance yourself. But that's probably one of the most intriguing things to see. And you can be sure Cahill has been preparing for this for a year as well. Like, I know it's only 2 weeks since they won the semi-final. Cork and Galway know at the start of the year that to decide the O'Duffy Cup, they're going to play each other at some stage. So both sides have been preparing for each other. So I think the tactical battle and the Galway setup is going to be one of the most interesting things, and how they go about counteracting that Cork threat, I think.
Galway's Niamh Kilkenny will play in her ninth All-Ireland final this coming Sunday. The Pádraig Pearse's clubwoman took a year out of the game last year, during which she gave birth to her son Fionn, who is now 9 months old. Waterford star Niamh Rockett, along with Adrian O'Sullivan, have been talking about the impact of the combative midfielder.
There's no question Niamh Kilkenny is one of the top three camogie players of all time. Not just currently, like, of all time. I think she's just, it's hard to describe the effect she has on that Galway team. So in 2019, she was unbelievable. 2021, she's absolutely top class. And it's everything you said there. Like, she's almost the perfect midfielder. Like, she's teak tough, will absolutely win the dirty ball and, you know, win those rucks and drive the team on. But she has that class going forward as well. She's able to pick off a score and bring other players into the game. And look, there's no question that we'd be having a very different conversation here if this was a Galway team lining up without Niamh Kilkenny. There's no question of that. It's, you couldn't state enough how class she is and how important she is to that Galway team for various different reasons. So I think even the last day again, when they were struggling a little bit against Tipperary, just like, she had the cuteness to, she knew the ball was going to stick on Mallon and kept just going off the shoulder, off the shoulder, off the shoulder, and putting Tipperary on the back foot and just really working hard to get Galway back into the game. But yeah, it's absolutely massive for Galway to have Niamh Kilkenny on the side. There's no question whatsoever.
She's just unbelievable. Like, I'd be echoing what Adrian said. Like, and Donal O'Rourke was Aramander, and Adrian know him well. Two of them are good buddies as well. And he said that, like, he put him, Niamh Kilkenny, up with, like, Beth Carton as being, like, the two best small players he's ever coached. Like, and, like, she's constantly up and down the field. She gets on ball. She can win high ball, her touch is unbelievable. And as we alluded to, like, you know, like, come back from an injury or come back from having the baby and then to go and do the performance and reach her peaks again, like, it's just unbelievable, like, you know. And obviously the dedication and the work it took for her to come back again, but like, she's just a serious player up and down the field, and like, constantly, I suppose, when chips are down, they're the likes of the younger players that we are saying that are coming in transition for Galway are going to be looking to the likes of her for the words of encouragement and bit of encouragement. And even like the likes of her getting a score could be worth three scores to Galway as opposed to just you know, someone else coming on tipping over a pint. Like, you know, she's really that driving force for Galway, and she's definitely one of the best smug players of all time, definitely. And I, from playing against her, and you know, like the way she carried herself even on and off the pitch, she's just brilliant. I think she'll definitely put her up there as well.
Micheál Donoghue has stepped down as manager of the Dublin Senior Hurlers after 2 years in charge. This year the Dubs reached the Leinster final and were beaten in an All-Ireland quarter-final by Cork. His departure will only fuel speculation that he's poised to return to the Galway job. He led the Tribesmen to All-Ireland glory in 2017 before stepping down 2 years later. Host of the Hurling Pod on Off the Ball, Will O'Callaghan, reacted to the news as it broke last night.
Just have some breaking news coming through there that Micheál Donoghue has stepped down as Dublin Hurling boss, just confirmed by the county board this evening. Will?
It's just funny because last weekend I was in Galway and briefly spoke to one of the other people being linked with the Galway job, and the feeling was that Micheál Donoghue was to speak to Galway County Board either late this week or early next week. So that would indicate that the movement on that position has probably gone quite a bit further than even we thought last weekend. That was last Sunday. So the feeling is that he will be making a return to the team where he won All-Ireland back in 2017. So the merry-go-round goes around, and now it'll be interesting to see, because Davy Fitzgerald was talking to our friends in Red FM earlier today, and he said there are some people talking to him at the moment, and he stressed plural, and that he'd be making a decision very soon. The feeling seemed to be that he was going to go to Antrim, and that was very, very close to being over the line. But I wonder now that Dublin know that Micheál is heading west, will Dublin potentially now look at Davy Fitzgerald for that vacancy? And it would seem that Waterford are making their move currently, and that could well be Derek McGrath. And it looks like Henry Shefflin won't be managing Intercounty next season. So we wondered if there was going to be a triangle whereby Davy might go to Dublin, Micheál might go to Galway, and Henry might go to Waterford. It would seem that Henry Shefflin won't be going straight back into Intercounty management. Looks like he's genuine in saying he's going to be working with Ballyhale's underage teams for the next season. But that is interesting. That would seem that Galway have now got their man, and I think it would be incredibly popular for him to go back to a second stint. I think when he initially left after that success, he felt it wasn't being backed. But Galway have hugely backed both their football and hurling teams for the last couple of seasons. So they will have a little bit of a reshuffle, because there are some older players on that team, and obviously they massively under-delivered this year. But getting Micheál Donoghue in is a huge lift for Galway, if that's what eventually happens.
Do you think that's a massive statement of intent from them then, in terms of wanting to bring it more in-house, go back to the roots?
Yeah, he's the standout candidate. So I think they were definitely looking to try and stay in-house. I think when their chairperson, Paul Bellew, was speaking about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, he didn't want to take any focus off the football final, because Galway obviously were preparing for that. But he was very much stressing that they needed to go inside if possible, and there were lots of good internal candidates. So I think if it wasn't going to be Micheál, Matty Kenny potentially could have done it, an All-Ireland winner with Coola, back-to-back at club level. He was part of the management team in 2012 with Anthony Cunningham when they won the Leinster Championship. There was a feeling that maybe he was the next best choice if it wasn't going to be Micheál. But like just what you've said there now, that clears the path entirely, and he is the number one candidate. So I thought he did a pretty good job in the last couple of years in Dublin. I know that Dublin were incredibly keen to try and keep him around, because he'd 1 year left on his arrangement with Dublin GAA. But he wouldn't be leaving, I think, if this wasn't the case, if he was going back home.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.